जनाजना सत्कयान चक्षुषण जगना चक्षुषण श्री चैतन्य समस्त a very stark and very clear cut point that humility comes from being fixed in the concept that we are eternal souls, that we're not our body. Very, very heavy, because if we're thinking we're our body, that means we're fixed in a false conception of ourselves as not Krishna's servant, but as the enjoyer. False ego means illusion. False ego means in opposition to Krishna. And false ego means pride. It means Krishna Bhule Se Jeev Anadiya Bahi Mukh, turning our back on Krishna. So it was very, by definition, that point was very, very strong. Very strong. That if we are considering ourselves, our body, or our mind, there is no question of our being humble, even if we perfect the art of externally looking humble. But inside, as you pointed out, as soon as someone steps on our toe, the monster arises, the false ego comes out and is ready to devour that person who has the nerve to, "Don't you know who I am? You have stepped on my toe, even though I was like this one moment ago." The monster, the false ego, arises and is ready to destroy everyone. So, very, very heavy point, I thought. And then there's one little story that I once heard about humility, its opposite, and will come out what the opposite of humility is, which is so much the quality of the false ego. Once this sadhu was nearing the time of his departure, and he was speaking to some of his followers, and he said that when I am brought to Yamaraj, of course he didn't say it like this, but he will type my name in his database and then press the enter key, and then my record will come up. And he said, "You've done this, this, and this, and this, haven't you?" And he said, "Yes, but I will tell him that there was a reason why I did it. How else could I couldn't have acted in any other way. He stepped on my toe and it really hurt, and of course I had to yell at him and scream at him. Of course I had to. And in this way, he would go through all the list of all the improper things that I've done in my life. And for each and every one of them, I will have my excuse and my justification why it was the only way I could have acted." The sadhu was explaining this. And then he said, "But when he says to me, 'Why were you so proud? For that, I will have no answer.'" Because, as this Holiness Guru Raj was explaining, so much of our effort and so much of our anxiety is trying to convince others of the illusion that I am anything more than insignificant soul. completely insignificant, 1/10,000th. I mean, think of what, if you took a head of hair and actually divided it into 100 parts, I mean, there'd be nothing left, and then taking one of those 100 parts and the very tip of that, dividing it again into 100 parts, there's nothing there, practically speaking, and yet here I am, thinking of myself as the center of existence, and trying to convince others that I'm so important, when in fact I'm so insignificant, and 100 years from now, or 50 years from now, no one will even know that I ever existed, practically speaking. So why was I so proud? And I know better than anyone else hundreds of reasons why I should be humble. I'm aware of all the faults, more than anyone else, of all the mistakes, all the hypocrisy. And yet, I am proud. So this inexplicable fact is beyond, it is not a non-logical point that I'm proud, even though I know that I should be humble, that I'm insignificant, but yet I am proud. This is called Maya. And when we're in Maya, thinking ourselves as proud, we cannot advance in our Krishna consciousness. We cannot take shelter of the holy names Kirtaniya Sadhavi. Now, if we could, there's one segment of a lecture by Srila Prabhupada in 1976 in Mayapur that speaks on this point. Are we going to be able to? Yes, that will make it easier. So, it's quite short. So please follow along with Prabhupada's words. Can you play me the sound now?
Agavam. This is the beginning. While he is all too proud, one should be falsely proud. Yes?
Your body is false, but you are reality.
And so, that realization must come. Aham Brahmasmi, not that Aham Vimurātmā, I am God, I am America, I am India, and this is Aham, this falls off. But giving us all this nonsense, prestigious position, a dog is also thinking he is in a prestigious position. I can walk very long, soft. He was thinking that. Similarly, I also think I am Indian, I am white, I am black, I am green. What is the difference? Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Ahankara Vimurātmā Pattāham Vitumātmā. He is completely under the control of material nature and he is thinking falsely that I am very advanced. This is the difference. The house is different. When one becomes devotee, so Prahlāda Mahārāja is thinking himself that I am less than Sabhaj. Just like Chaitanya Charitamrita offered say, Purise ti saite maise lavish. Jagai madhai bhaite maise papi. He said that I am insignificant, more insignificant than these two swords, the one that I have won and the two. That I am lower than Purise ti saite maise lavish. My value is less than the one and the two. This is called Vinaya Vishnu. It is not that Gopinath Goswami is artificially posing in that. No. He sincerely, no Vaishnava thinks himself, I am very weak man. No. It is not Vaishnava. Vaishnava means Vinaya Vishnu Chaina Sarolopi Sahisrana. This is Vaishnava. Even he exalted more than anyone in this world, still he thinks himself as well, as worthy one of his goals. Prahlāda Mahārāja, he engaged to offer prayer to the Lord, Nṛsiṃharaja. So he is thinking that what form of prayer I can offer? I am born in a demonic family, low-grade family, and Brahmā, who is coming from Brahmanoga, Tattva-loka, Janaloka, that so exalted, we could not satisfy the anger of the Lord, and I am born in low family. How can I do this? This is the idea. Pāyāna-mīna-varastha-pantā. This is Prahlāda Mahārāja.
That was the segment where Prabhupada is really saying just what we've been hearing. Very striking. Even a dog is proud. Otherwise, how would he bark when you walk past, thinking in the mood of how dare you come into my territory? Even a dog is proud. And what is the difference between me identifying with the body and thinking of this is mine and this is me and this is mine and how dare you step on my toe and get in the way of my plans? What is the difference between me and a dog? So very strong point. And the fact that this is how I act hundreds and hundreds of times during that day, continuously during the day, this is enough reason to understand what Prabhupada said, that a Vaishnava thinks himself so low and I think myself so wonderful. So this itself, this hypocrisy, is a cause of humility. If we become a little introspective and understand our own thought patterns, there is no way we can be proud.
Okay, thank you very much.